That song is in my top five favorites. Amen. Aren't you glad he's wonderful? Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, turn to Mark chapter number 10. Mark chapter number 10. Thank God for this good number out today. We're starting to get somewhat back to normal, and I'm thankful for that. And I love live stream, but I got to be honest with you, ain't nothing like being in your presence. I sense the Holy Ghost today. I sense the presence of God today. And I can't wait to preach this morning and tonight. Well, I got one tonight I've never preached before. Dear Lord, I came. Y'all pray for me because it's one of the most difficult ones I've ever preached. You pray for me tonight. But if you got your Bible, are you there? Mark chapter number 10. Stand with your Bibles open to verse 46. And I'm going to read down to verse 42. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I'm going to preach on. And then we'll get into the text. I want to preach on this. How to get a miracle from Jesus. How to get a miracle from Jesus. And I will say this to you. There's nothing wrong with you that a miracle couldn't cure. I'll probably say that again in a minute because that excites me. Let me show you in Mark chapter number 10, one of the Lord's miracles. And we'll preach it this morning. The Bible said, and they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that he was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. I like this. This is not my text, but I could preach this. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Somebody else shout. Do you remember when he commanded you to be called? And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, here's the Lord's question to you today. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Our Father, oh, you touched me this morning. And you touch your people here in the auditorium and your people that are listening by way of live stream. And God, that they would just grasp this great thought this morning. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen. You may be seated. What do I mean when I talk about a miracle? When I say miracle, what do I mean? And here's what I mean. A miracle is something that only God can do. Somebody say amen. Yes, let me say it this way. A miracle is beyond man's ability. Amen. A miracle is something that only God gets the credit. Yes, sir. Amen. Now, there is a difference between the phenomenal. And I've had some phenomenal things happen to me. And a miracle. Now let me illustrate. I've been having you pray for me. I haven't said a lot about it. But I haven't been able to see very well. When I did this, I couldn't see anything out of this left eye. They had to get a letter that big for me to see it. Doc, that big, for me to see it out of my left eye with this one open. When I went to the eye doctor, he said this to me. He said, when you go have this procedure, it'll be like a miracle. Or he said a miracle. So I went and had the procedure. And I will not lie to you. After they done the procedure, I could see. I didn't strain at all reading this morning. And some of y'all, I can tell you're still ugly this morning. Amen. I'm kidding. And you say, was that a miracle? No, it was phenomenal. Because see, here's what it took. It took a doctor with expertise that had a $60,000 piece of equipment that was able to go in there and do a laser surgery around that cup and that insert that I had. And it looked like a miracle, and it was phenomenal, but it was not the supernatural. See, here's what the church has got down to. And here's what many of you got down to. You don't mind to have the phenomenal. You don't mind to be able to manipulate things and get the phenomenal. But what you need this morning is not the phenomenal. What you need this morning is the supernatural. God help us. What can make your whole way it ought to be? A supernatural miracle. What can deliver you physically? A supernatural miracle. What can deliver you emotionally? A supernatural miracle. Oh, I'm going. In Mark chapter number 10, we're introduced to a man. His name is Bartimaeus. And we call him blind Bartimaeus. And I studied this out. And honestly, until I really done a deeper research of it, really made it even greater. See, he was a blind man, but he was the son of Timaeus. I did a little word study, Chad. That word Timaeus means blind man. So he was a blind son of a blind man living in darkness. I want you to know something. There's a lot of people. Maybe you're not physically blind, but you're spiritually blind. And we're living in a dark, blind world. And the only hope for this world today is a miracle right from God Almighty. Not only was he a blind man, he was a beggar. Every day of his life, he sat by the roadside begging. I read a book talking about what he must have been going through. He had never seen a sunrise, nor a sunset. He'd never seen his mama's face or his daddy's face. He never got to see the Grand Canyon. He never got to see the ocean because he was blind. Could you imagine him coming that day, begging by the side of the road, blind as he could be? And Jesus come up to him. Somebody help me preach. And said, look at verse 51. Get your Bibles. And said this. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Let me put it in our terms. What would you like for me to do for you? Now come on. I want everybody in this room that needs a miracle to answer that question. What would you want Jesus to do for you? Somebody can figure right now, well, what I want, he couldn't give me. Hello. Oh, that's a good preaching right there. I want to take this question. What would you like me to do for you? And I'm going to break it up, Chad, into three questions. Can I do that? All stay with me. Number one. I will say this to this congregation, to everyone listening to me by a live stream. What do you want? What do you want? What's crying in here now? What would you like Jesus to do for you? What is it that you need Him to do for you? Is there a situation in your life that nothing can help it? You can't fix it. You can't do anything about it. Every time you try, you get more frustrated. What is it? What you need is a miracle, not a manipulation. First thing I want you to notice, in verse 47, look at it, look at it. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. Number one, there got to be an acknowledgement of the Lord's ability. Am I preaching? Yeah. You've got to acknowledge. By the way, good to see you, Al. You're a part of God's ability. You got to acknowledge God's ability. When he heard that Jesus came by, he started crying out, "Have mercy on me." Oh, man. What do you think why would he start shouting when he heard? Because he must have heard about prior miracles. There must have been somebody come to him and say, "You remember? Let me tell you about, we were out on the hillside. About 15,000 people, 5,000 men. And Jesus took five little fishes. Or is it? I done lost my story. And a few little pieces of bread. Three fishes. Two fishes. Thank you. Somebody help me. Two fishes and five pieces of bread. Just a little bit. Enough for John Smith to eat just a little bit. Not 15,000 people. Bartimaeus! He did that. He heard about his cousin that was blind also. That was at the pool of Bethesda. Now, he may not be his cousin. I'm just putting a little John Smith in there. But he heard about the guy at the pool that was blind. He said he heard about Jesus. And here's what Bartimaeus believed. He believed Jesus. He believed his ability. You know what I want to say this morning? You'll never get a miracle until you believe that God is able to give you one.
Amen. Amen. Amen, preacher. That's good.
Amen. Do you believe the Lord's able? The Lord's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we're able to ask or think. I read a book. We'll slow down a minute. Kind of put me under conviction. How many's ever read something put you under conviction? Let me tell you the title of this book. J.B. Phelps wrote it. It's entitled this. Your God is too small. Now, you're like me, aren't you? Stuff like that fascinates me. I see a title like I went, whoop! Your God is too small. So I read the book. And here's the essence of it. For some of you in this room this morning, and some of you listen by the way of live stream, your God's too small. You do not believe that he's an all-powerful God that can do anything, anytime, anywhere. I know you don't believe it because your actions prove that you don't believe it. See, I know you don't believe it because the way you face your problem and react to situations of life is a good sign that your God is too small. Am I preaching? There's many of us in this room, let's just be honest with you, most of them need to get around this altar this morning and repent, because we live our life believing that he's just too small.
Amen. Amen. Good preaching.
That's just not you. That goes with this preacher sometimes. He's made this world. He's spoken into existence. And don't tell me he can't handle your problem. I'm slowing down. I read a book by Billy Graham. And some of you said, well, I don't like what some of the things Billy done later in his old age. Well, you quit criticizing. I know what he done in the 50s and the 60s to bring revival. But I read something that he said. Jeff, it caught me. Listen to this. I'll quote it. The greatest single cause of atheism in the world today. Y'all want to hear what it is? I'll tell you. It's Christians who acknowledge with their lips God can do things and walk out the door and deny him by their lifestyle. I see it every week. I talk to people that live in this realm almost every day. Ain't no wonder the world don't want what the church has today. Ain't no wonder the world don't want what we have today. Because we, in our lifestyle, deny his power. Don't get quiet on me. And secondly, it's an acceptance of the Lord's ability. Bartimaeus not only believed God was able, and we believe he did. His cry, have mercy, was telling me that not only did he acknowledge it, he accepted it. How much are you crying? Hey, listen to me on live stream. How much are you crying out for God? Are you really sincere? Do you really want God to do something? Hey, how much are you crying? Hey, there's some marriages, some people, some outlaws today. Y'all get on the altar and cry out to God for a miracle. Let me say this. I'm going to slow down again. Look at me. There's churches. The same things happen in the churches of God today. There's many churches that are content where they are. Here's where they are. Their annual report. No additions. No subtractions. No conversions. And no baptisms. You can be content with that if you want to. But I've been here for 42 years. And I ain't never been content with that. And I'm never going to be content with that. Thomas Edison said this, and I'm trying to hurry, but this is the good stuff. We shall have no better condition in the future if we are satisfied with what we have in the present. I love reading the prayers of the Bible. And I'm slowing down, Chad. I want this to sink. Any of you ever prayed the prayer of Jabez? Here's his prayer. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. But here's what I like. And God granted his request. He wanted God to enlarge his coast to, whoa, hallelujah. How many in this room would you even dare to say, God, do that for me? Yeah. Number two. Number one, what do you want? Oh, this is the best part. Look at verse 51 again. Oh, and I'm going to read you scripture, Chad. You follow me. It's good stuff. What will you do to get it? It's not just what you want, but what would you do to get it? Somebody help me here. Let's look what he done to get it. And this may be where some of you get off the message. Number one, look at verse 47, 48. Come on, watch this with me. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, Jeremy, this is good, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Yeah. Now notice the rest of it. And Chad, you're going to have this as a young preacher. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Let me give you two things. Number one, and boy, you get this. I'm trying to teach you a little bit while I preach. He disregarded public opinion. Here's what public opinion will say. Can't happen. Won't happen. He may have fixed another marriage, but he won't fix yours. He never fixed another runaway child, but he won't fix yours. He supplied somebody else's financial need, but he won't do yours. Come on. Amen. Am I preaching? See, here's what some of you, you know what they said to him? Hold your peace. What they really said is shut up. And the more they said shut up, the more he screamed. Amen. And I'm going to say this to you. I'm trying to be gentle. But it's hard for me to be gentle on this point. You know what some of your problem is? You listen to public opinion. You know why this country is a mess right now? Well, you listen to too much CNN. And MSLDC. You'll get that later. Hello? You listen to this. And the crowd, every time they say something to you, it can't be done. You need to tell them it can be done, and you need not to pay no attention to them. There's some people tells me this King James Bible's not for today. But I'm holding it up and telling you it's still the Word of God. They tell me the blood shouldn't be mentioned. It's gory. It's still the blood. It's never lost its power. They tell me that we ought not be looking for a blessed hope. I want to tell you where things are going right now. I'm looking. I'm going to say this to you. If I ring your bell, I just ring your bell. As some of you listen to the negative people of the church. And their opinions too much. And you never try to seek the facts out. You just listen to their side. Oh, I'm preaching right now. And by the way, you start listening to that kind of crowd, you'll never get a miracle. You'll never get God to do anything for you because you are stymied by some carnal Christian. All it knows how to do is run his jaws. Didn't get too quiet in here. Secondly, well, I hope you hear me. Secondly, he disposed of personal obstacles. Now, let me illustrate. He was on the ground begging in a big flowing garment. And they told him to hurry up and rise and come to Jesus. He was unable to get up very quickly. Because if you know anything about culture, that flowing garment would got in his way. So he ditched it. Man, I feel some preacher coming on right there. You know why some of you have never got a miracle in your life? You're not willing to dispose of the things that are hindering you from getting to God. I tell you what you need to cast away. Cast away some of your hard feelings. Hey, cast away your critical spirit. cast away your bitterness. Lay aside every weight and sin which easily beset us. I'm done. What's the outline so far? Pretty good. Pretty easy, Father. What do you want? Say it. What do you want? Say it. What will you do to? Look at verse 42 or 52. What would you do with it if you did get it? I mean, let me ask you, what would you do with it if you got it? Well, let me show you what he did. And I'm done. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. And notice this. And followed Jesus in the way. Whew. Hallelujah. Two things. Follow means to accompany. It means to get close. How close are you today? You say, I want a miracle. Are you going to follow him and be close? And then it speaks of commitment in the way. He hit the trail with Jesus. Let me put this thing in the barn. You want your prayers answered? Follow Jesus. You want God to save your children? Follow Jesus. You want your needs met? Follow Jesus. Amen. 3 years ago, just about in September, them deacons come down to my house. I was just had surgery. And we had been talking about building that building out there. And we're not a big church. We don't have no millionaires in this church. And if we do, I'd like to meet you. We don't. But I tell you, at that time I was having heart. My heart was really flared up again. And I couldn't walk. And they said, we're ready to build. And I said, okay. I'll do it. I knew what was going to take. That's a lot of money out there. And I want to be honest with you. Unless God done it, I didn't think it was ever going to happen. And I was worried that I was going to die and y'all have that debt. That's what I worried about. I was a little concerned. But you want to done that, Amy? I done what I'm preaching this morning. I just followed him. I just believe he could do it. I believe he had the ability. How do you believe he's able? Try to close this message. Let me just reveal something to you. It might take about 5 seconds. Help me out, brother.
Supernatural!